Hello, I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, December 1st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by our friends over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. You heard me talk about it. Well, they have a absolutely huge used RV blowout sale happening right now. Hurry in, first come, first serve. They have more used RVs in stock than ever before. Right now, based on current inventory, they have 27 units that they've taken back in trade where people have brought back their older travel trailers, campers, whatever. They've reconditioned everything, made them look like brand new. They've gone through inspections. They've gone through absolute updates, new carpeting. Some of them, they said they even replaced the kitchen countertops in the kitchens. They've done mechanical things. The tires, the brakes, the axles, everything has been reconditioned to be like new. And they have to get rid of these units because they've got 2026 models are coming in from the factory. And they have a blowout sale happening right now that you guys absolutely need to take advantage of. Now, the cool thing about Northern Michigan RV, you can simply call them. You can give them a phone call over the phone, 989-448-8700. Tell them what type of vehicle you have, whether it's a small pickup truck, a small SUV, even a regular car, four-door sedan, coupe, it doesn't matter. You can give them a call, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Have them get the VIN number or the make and model of your vehicle. Now, if you give them the VIN number, they can tell you exactly what type of engine you have, what type of transmission you have. They can even tell you what kind of rear end you have in that vehicle. Basically, the towing capacity, knowing exactly what your vehicle that you currently own can tow based on their inventory. Now, I gave out this example the other day. I just refreshed their website, Northern Michigan RV. it went to the used RVs. They still haven't sold this cute little Jayco unit. It's a 2019 Hummingbird, model number 10RK. RK means rear kitchen. The kitchen is in the back. I'm looking at this little Jayco. It's a side entry. The bed is up in the front. The living room is in the middle. Dining area, kitchen in the rear. The bathroom is next to the kitchen. They're selling this unit, folks, for $10,995 after it's been completely reconditioned. They have financing on this thing for less than $120 a month. It's only 13 feet long. It weighs 1,545 pounds. It does have a rear kitchen, and it sleeps too. Now, why do you want to buy this unit? Because we are going to have some bitter, bitter cold winter weather this year. Farmer's Almanac, all the indicators was showing us that we were going to have cold, snow, bitter temperatures in January and February. You give them a call, your vehicle can haul this little unit. You can pack up and sleep in your own bed, your own sheets, your own pillows, your own towels, and absolutely not have to pay those outrageous hotel bills down south. Pack this bad boy up and take off for a couple weeks at least in January, February. Start working on that summer tan. Give them a call today. They can take care of you. 989-448-8700. Go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com, and check it out. Short break. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that I've been following coming out of Washington, D.C., and the process of getting people to see what's happening under this administration, Donald Trump's administration, and dealing with the media, dealing with all the things that are going on in Washington, D.C. This is going to be a historic first year of his second term in office. As we start December 1st today, wrapping up this year, looking at the calendar, this is going to be in a very eventful month for the president's administration. Negotiating a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia is proving to be very difficult. Is it going to happen? God only knows. Looks like, seems like Ukraine is willing to come to the table in good faith. Vladimir Putin, not so much. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has been over there and working it along with a couple other members of Donald Trump's administration, part of his cabinet. And it's very, very unfortunate that this war has not been able to end sooner. Donald Trump ran on it. As soon as I get elected to office, I'll end that war day one. Well, with all due respect, Mr. President, not happened yet. I know you've done other peace deals all over the world. I believe 7 or 8 so far. But this is the absolute, absolute cherry on the top of that beautiful ice cream sundae called peace. And if he can pull this off this month, hands down, will be given the Nobel Peace Prize next year for what he's been able to accomplish this year. But one of the things that you have to understand, one thing that you have to understand is that this process takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of negotiation, takes a lot of pressure on these world leaders, especially Russia. Why do I say that? Because Russia wants the territory. They want Ukraine back. If they could get it, they would take the entire country back immediately. Well, here's the problem. The politicians in Washington, starting under Biden, allowed this war to take place. Donald Trump has said it many times. If I was the president, this war would have never happened. I would have put a stop to it before it ever started. Well, only God knows whether that's true or not. But Biden created such a weak atmosphere of being our commander-in-chief, the leader of our military, foreign policy, all the things that he allowed to happen, happened. Here's the other component to this. China has not tried to take Taiwan yet. And with President Trump in office, it's not going to happen. They're going to meet. They're going to come to a meeting of the minds. They're going to work out the tariff issues that are going on, the trade deal that he's trying to negotiate with China. But I saw a video over the weekend that caught my eye. It was kind of interesting. Marco Rubio dealing with Ukraine, selling his butt off. And basically, he laid it out in front of him in this short little snippet that I saw and told it like it was. This is not just a peace deal. This is a deal that we are trying to put together to help you and Russia end this horrific war. I mean, the bombing that's taken place in Ukraine is just horrific. Thousands of people dead, buildings destroyed, infrastructure destroyed, all kinds of things just devastated. Meanwhile, they've made some attacks in Russia, but hasn't hurt Russia as bad as Russia has hurt the Ukraine. Rubio said, and this was kind of basically the blueprint that Donald Trump was able to do these other peace deals. You can't be part of the world's economy when you're at war. You're too busy fighting the war, supplying military, putting your weapons together, fighting a fight that you're not going to win. Ukraine does not have a snowball chance in heck of beating Russia unless we help. And that's exactly what we've done to the tune of over $227 billion of taxpayer money has gone to the Ukraine. Now, people are saying that some of that money has come back to United States politicians. I'm not going to get into that story. But they're saying, they're alleging there's been some kickbacks. And that's why some of the politicians, both U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators, have pushed so hard to fund the war in Ukraine against Russia. Has it happened? God only knows. But this president is a peace president. He hates war. So what he's done is he's found a blueprint that he's offered to these other countries that have absolutely worked, and it's going to probably work here, at least on the Ukraine side. Stop the war. We will work with you to bring you into the world's economy. We will absolutely bring prosperity to your country. Folks, if you look at the Middle East, look at Saudi Arabia. Look at Qatar, Qatar, whatever you want to call it. All of these countries in the Middle East, unbelievable infrastructure, unbelievable roads, unbelievable buildings. Just amazing what they have and how wealthy they are. Well, you want to be a part of that? We have a great relationship with the Middle East. We are entering into trade deals. We've got money coming from Saudi Arabia. We've done all kinds of trade deals, and you can be a part of it. You can bring peace and prosperity to your people. You want to get reelected to continue to be the president of Ukraine? Bring peace to your people. Bring prosperity to them. This is something that we, this president, Donald Trump, in the United States of America, can help you accomplish. Eight other countries have already done it. Pakistan, India ended that war in one day. Knock it off, or I'm going to double the tariffs on your country. And oh, by the way, that's being heard by the Supreme Court, whether or not determining whether or not Donald Trump can impose tariffs. Donald Trump's already said, I don't really care what their ruling is going to be. I'll figure out a way to get around it anyway, because we need the ability to do tariffs. Without tariffs, probably wouldn't be able to do these peace deals. Without tariffs, we would not have all this revenue coming into the United States Treasury. Donald Trump is still talking about a rebate check to every single person in the United States as a rebate based on the revenue that's come into the United States Treasury from these tariffs. Paying down the national debt, all the things that are going to happen and really start rolling as soon as we get rid of this stupid, incompetent chairman of the Federal Reserve. Powell has got to go. And Donald Trump is already in the position to put in his person to be the next chair of the Federal Reserve. Interest rates, folks, are coming down next year in an election year. Mortgage rates are going to drop. interest on credit cards, car loans, it's all going to come down. Then we filed taxes. April 15th, guess what? You're going to pay less taxes next year because of the one big beautiful bill. This economy is going to take off like wildfire next year. Mark my words. All the indicators in the stock market, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, all of them, Dow Jones, are pointing to unbelievable numbers next year. The amount of investment that's coming into the United States, the amount of jobs that are going to be created. You don't like your current job? Guess what? You'll have a choice very soon. And when that happens, the economy is going to take off and we're going to have an election. And if you remember the famous words of James Carville, the advisor to Bill Clinton, it's all about the economy, stupid. It's that simple. People will vote their pocketbooks. They will vote how they feel about peace, security, being safe. It's all going to come into place next year. Well, the big one in the room right now is Ukraine and Russia. You need to keep them in your prayers that Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, and the other members of the envoy that's over there negotiating this peace deal with Ukraine and Russia comes to fruition. And God willing, hope that it happens before the end of the year. Now, as soon as they get Ukraine to sign the deal, it won't be Rubio. It'll be Donald Trump meeting face-to-face with Vladimir Putin. And I know exactly how he's going to do it. You're going to sign this deal. You're going to stop this fight. This war is going to end. Because if you don't, I'm going to shut down your energy sales in the world. I will put tariffs on every one of your customers. Any country that buys energy from Russia, I will absolutely double or triple the tariffs of their products coming into the United States. I'll basically shut them down. If I know that Europe is buying energy from Russia, I will absolutely slap the European Union with 200% tariffs. German automobiles, Mercedes, BMW, Volkswagens will stop coming into America. I'll shut down their sales. If I find out that Spain is buying energy from you, I will tariff every single product coming out of Spain coming into the United States. When I slap those tariffs on, your sales of energy stop. How is Putin funding this war against Ukraine? Energy, natural gas, and oil. Huge reserves, especially of natural gas. Pipeline going into Europe right now. Well, guess what? I will shut the pipeline down because of the tariffs I slap on Europe. Well, when will this take effect? As soon as I leave this room. You either sign the deal or the tariffs go into effect as soon as I walk out that door. Read his book, Art of the Deal. It's time for hardball, Mr. President. And I believe he'll do it. If he gets Ukraine to sign this deal, sacrifice, give up some of their land, their territory, agree to do certain things in the peace deal,